Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We roll into this, our third final hour for the day. We appreciate very much your conversations over the last hour. We go now to the newsmaker line, standing by, as is our habit on Thursdays at this time, 3rd District Congressman Jim Banks. Congressman Banks, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Pat. Good to be with you.
Very nice to have you with us. The last week of news has just been a mind blur. I mean, it's almost like I'm almost afraid to talk about anything for fear that I'm forgetting everything. One interesting thing that I saw was an article regarding you where you made the statement that it was time to name the Taliban in Afghanistan as a terrorist organization. Are you not a little surprised that that would even need to be a point of conversation, that that wouldn't be an automatic?
Yeah, I was surprised by this myself. It turns out the Taliban in Pakistan is considered a terrorist organization. But the Taliban in Afghanistan is not. And the reason why, Pat, is because of the ongoing negotiations that started under Obama, then under Trump. It was kind of like a bargaining chit, even under the Biden administration. Now, there's a lot of blame, of course. I mean, as we've talked about before, the Biden folks, depending on what time of the day it is, they'll claim that this was a great withdrawal, and then in the same breath, Biden will say that it's Trump's fault. But
yeah.
that's aside from the point. But this is something that this designation has never been granted to the Taliban. Now that the Taliban runs the government in Afghanistan, and we have a president and his administration in charge who are threatening to give them financial resources, to recognize them, to give them a diplomatic authorities that they don't currently have. It's time to name them a terrorist organization so that they don't receive that kind of support.
Yeah, don't you find it interesting that here you have introduced two amendments? Because I mean, you sit on the House Armed Services Committee, and you've introduced two amendments into the 2022 fiscal budget. One is recognizing them as a terrorist organization. And the second of the two amendments, which I find highly important, is one in which we want to go after the Taliban's assets and make sure that we have control over whatever their assets are, because the assets that they might have access to could be pretty substantial.
Yeah, and much of those assets and resources, Pat, are assets and resources that we gave to Afghanistan that's ended up in the hands of the Taliban because of the way this administration withdrew, and that's why these amendments are important. How much money do they have? How much military equipment do they have that was left behind? What rare earth minerals are left in Afghanistan that the Taliban now is sitting on top of that could make them very rich? Those are questions that this administration refuses to answer, that in the National Defense Authorization Act, the bill that we debate in the Armed Services Committee, we actually went through it yesterday. We had an 18-hour committee hearing and went through this bill. I was able to successfully get a couple of amendments on this front. But the amendment that the Democrats struck down, Pat, was designating the Taliban as a terrorist organization, which is just baffling that the Democrats wouldn't agree that that's important to block any efforts by this administration or any administration in the future from legitimizing the Taliban, because it appears that that's what the Biden administration is intending to do.
How much would you want to bet if you'd sat in that same room yesterday in that same committee, and if you'd put forward the same idea and declared Donald Trump and his family as a terrorist organization, they would have jumped all over that with both feet?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, Pat. I mean, yesterday they refused to in any way hold the Biden administration accountable for anything that's happened in Afghanistan. At the very end of the night, at 2 o'clock in the morning, we debated a motion to, as a sense of Congress, to declare a lack of confidence in Joe Biden. I voted for it readily because I have lost confidence in his ability to be the commander in chief.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats got upset about it. I almost laughed to my. I was almost if it wasn't such a serious situation, it would have been funny, because these Democrats would have so quickly impeached Donald Trump for everything that Joe Biden has done over the last few months. If it was Trump, but now that it's Biden, they won't do anything to hold him accountable.
Yeah, it really is amazing. It's almost I've almost deemed this the Keystone Cops Congress, because it just seems like they're in their uniforms and they're running around in every direction, but they have absolutely no idea what they're doing, and because of that, they're getting nothing accomplished. And it's just like watching an old black and white version of the Keystone Cops. Another thing that you did yesterday was you were going to introduce an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act to ban the military from promoting ideas that are now affiliated with CRT, the critical race theory. I mean, there are some things right now, Congressman, that they're trying to push through where any race is superior or inferior to any other race. The United States is a fundamentally racist country. The Declaration is racist. The Constitution is racist. An individual's moral worth is determined by their race. This stuff, it shouldn't even be on the table of rational thinking.
Yeah, this is what the Democrats believe, though. And last night they voted by a margin of 31 to 28. 31 Democrats voted against my amendment because they actually believed these things, Pat. I mean, that's how they voted.
Okay, but do they really? I mean, if you were to stop them in the hallway, if you were to pull a congressman over in the hallway, okay, some Democrat that you know, and you look him dead in the eye and you go, okay, Fred, really? I'm hoping you don't know a Fred. I'm just grabbing a name. Okay, Fred, really? Are you really buying this? I've got to believe that they would look at you in all honesty and go, Jim, look, you know I'm stuck. I've got to go along with this. No, I don't believe it, but I have no choice. Thinking that somebody is in Congress and this is really how they think, that scares me to death.
Yeah, I think a lot of them do think that way. And maybe it's more of the base of their voters who believe this. They believe that America is inherently evil and racist. And it's sad because when it comes to the military, Pat, it's not sustainable. You can't expect men and women to raise their right hand, take an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, if at the same time you're pushing an ideology on them that tells them the Constitution of America is inherently racist.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening. We had General Milley come to our Armed Services Committee and defend critical race theory and say that he wants to learn about white rage.
Yeah. By the way, he needs to go, just so you know.
He does need to go.
That's me to you. Milley needs to go.
Pat, if he would have spent as much time over the last 7 months focused on a plan to withdraw from Afghanistan as he has on ridding so-called extremism from the ranks and pushing ideologies like critical race theory, I think the situation in Afghanistan would have been a lot different.
No, I think you're totally right, Congressman. We're so majoring on the minors. I mean, when we had times where over our embassy in Kabul that we sometimes were not flying the American flag, but we were flying the LGBTQ banner, I'm sorry, that's insanity. Nobody is over there willing to die for the LGBTQ banner, whether they believe in LGBTQ or not. You better be willing to live, breathe, and die for the United States of America. And because some of them now perhaps are not, Congressman, that's why we're in the mess that we're in.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. We can't sustain this great country if we're teaching kids in school this dangerous, poisonous, anti-American ideology, telling our troops that America is racist and expecting them to potentially pay the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country. It's not sustainable. And that was the point of my amendment. It failed on a party line vote. Every Republican voted for my amendment. Every Democrat voted against it. And I wholeheartedly believe that the American people are on our side when it comes to this issue. And these Democrats are going to have a wake-up call on Election Day when we remind them every single day between now and then that they voted for critical race theory in our military.
You know, I don't want to take anything for granted. I have every belief that everybody should always fight for whatever seat that they're going for, and I know you will here in the third. I also don't believe that you are much at risk because your district knows you and loves you. But I'm just hoping that the opportunity will be there for you to get out and help some of the other guys that are in some questionable races around the country and remind them of where we are because of this president and what they have done and what it is that we could be if we could just get out there and act like America again.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing. I'm focused on we have between now and next November, Pat, to win back the House majority to save this country from the radical agenda of these Democrats and the failed leadership of Joe Biden. And I'm doing my part. I promise you, I'm helping people all over the country win in races where we could win back some of these seats. We always say this is the most important election, but this really is the most important election. To take away the majority from Nancy Pelosi and these Democrats to save our country.
I think the perfect thing, maybe even more than looking for an ultimate victory at the next presidential, and we want that too. But after this next November, Congressman, you and I need to be talking the next day about how it is that we were able to not only get the majority back in both houses of Congress, but to have a majority that is veto-proof. Which would be amazing. We could actually bring an end to some of this nonsense.
Well, we need Republicans who will fight back as well. And more than ever before, that's the type of Republican that we have in the House across the board. We need more Republicans who will fight back against the radical left and do what a lot of us did last night and push back against critical race theory and some of these other garbage ideas that the left is bringing about, and hopefully this election will produce a lot more people like that.
Well, and it's not Liz Cheney. The fact that now that they're saying that not only is she still there on the committee to examine what happened on January the 6th, but now they want her to lead the committee and all that, just get off this nonsense. It's just absolute, it's nothing but a shadow puppet show.
I had to sit next to her for 18 hours yesterday, Pat. So I agree with you.
I wish I would have seen that on television. Yeah.
Republicans who will fight back.
Yeah, honey, look, I think Jim is bleeding out of his left eye. So yeah, you have more fortitude than I, good Congressman, because you'd not find me there. Congressman Banks, for your time today, thank you so very much. Have a fabulous July the 4th weekend. We look forward to talking to you again next week. And we'll do it straight ahead, okay?
Labor Day.
Hey, listen to what I meant to say, not what I said, okay?
Thank you very much.
Podcasts by Federated Media.